this time we'll blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Hey everybody, welcome here Thursday, September 6th Jumpcast, the only manga podcast to lose an arm every week. Joining me this week for what I think is the first time in a while, both regulars, Greg Jan and Mike Lemieux.
Yay.
Gentlemen?
Didn't we have one together before I left for PAX?
I think so.
Maybe?
Or was that Emerson the week before?
I'm pretty sure it was Emerson.
Like, not immediately before PAX. So, like, you were gone last week, but, yeah, I think we had one with the regulars.
Meh.
With the regs.
So
the OGs.
OGs in particular, we can talk about how we're still kind of killing Barrage, but I guess at this point it's officially
dead already.
It's
already dead.
Is the last chapter out?
The last chapter is out, but not yet. Like, it's released this coming weekend, so.
Yeah. It's not in English yet.
So there's a decent chance by the time you listen to this, Barrage will already be in the coffin.
Nah, they've been releasing it later and later because I think that they don't care as much compared to their other releases getting it out in a timely manner. So it probably won't be until Sunday, Monday, something like that.
So basically this is the Fist of the North Star, Barrage is already dead point.
Yes.
Yes.
He's already been punched.
This is the penultimate chapter. I have to use those words when I can.
We'll save the actual postmortem for next week.
Yeah.
Which it will be interesting to have followed a series from beginning to end. In the short while we've been doing this podcast.
We could do one of those Oscar style, those who we've lost this year. But yeah.
Barrage and...
At some point we're going to have to settle what's replacing Barrage.
I'm fine with Nisekoi.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm not.
You're fine with it just because you want to kill it, but...
I'm fine with it because I want to troll everyone that listens to this.
Yeah, but we have to suffer for it. Well, you're going to read it anyway, despite hating it.
I read this week's chapter already.
Now, which one was Nisekoi? Was that the one with, like, the mobs? And like?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And this week, I thought that they're still 2 weeks behind at this point.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I read the new one that came
out. Okay, yeah. That's from two weeks ago.
Where he meets Onodere's mother, and she's awesome.
Yes.
See, I was getting confused with the other one you talk about, Koisame Momiji.
Oh, that one has just gotten so bad that I don't care anymore, and so I'm not even reading it for the sake of entertainment. It's just plain old bad.
Now you've piqued my curiosity. What's gotten so bad about it?
They introduced a villain who's, like, trying to seduce the main character, and he's being
It's, like, the worst... It's not so bad it's a train wreck that's entertaining to watch. It's just so bad it's plain old stupid, and I just don't feel like reading it.
I was amused that, like, she falls on him, and it's, like, the typical panty flash, and then she says that... She's the top-ranked idol, so a Graver panty picture would cost, like, 100,000 yen. So she's going to charge him that. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I didn't get anything out of that.
Anyway, Barrage.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Barrage.
Hey, guys, remember Barrage, that thing that we killed?
Yeah.
So this is the chapter that should have happened 10 chapters ago. Like, the action chapter with a cool plan and interesting new characters.
I don't know if I would call it a cool plan. That was one of the two things that I was saying was kind of stupid is, yeah, he's kind of phoning this in at this point because the plan is let's distract him and get behind him.
Okay.
What a plan it is.
Not a cool plan, but something that comes off interesting in manga terms.
She just
the action looked neat.
It's a fist pump plan.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah, that was cool. But, she walked behind him and she stabbed the guy.
Chico and Tiamat fight Tadpole, and that's a lot
Chinbeard.
Of
his name is not Chinbeard.
Okay, Chinbeard. And basically Tiamat tricks Tadpole into looking the other direction so that Chico can just walk up behind him and shank him.
I like how they had to actually draw the diagram for this.
Yes, because you know, you couldn't follow that plan.
Yeah, it's terribly complex.
Also, did the other guy just run away?
No, he died.
Did he?
Yeah.
He cut
Tiamat just kind of cut down all the mooks.
Huh.
Well, most.
I guess that's one way of resolving that.
Yeah, Tiamat jumps, and then you see like a slice going all the way through that guy. And then he says, oh no, and falls over.
And then Barrage and Black just sort of talk at each other.
Until about how he can't hurt Black because he sees him as a friend or something like that.
Yep, and then Black attacks him and basically completely smashes him, although he's able to cut through the attack, but then doesn't really accomplish anything. And then Tiamat decides to be a giant idiot and say something when attacking from behind, so Black is able to react in time.
And bite off his arm from the looks of it. I'm not sure if he's actually missing an arm, but...
Yeah, we don't see him close enough to see if it's actually missing.
Did someone lose an arm in a manga? I don't think so.
No, it never happened.
It's a Jump manga. It has to happen at some point.
Maybe that's the quota that needs to get in before he finishes the manga.
Yeah.
And then Barrage freaks out and cuts Black in half.
Actually, cuts off his arm.
Yes.
But at the shoulder. In fairness, which is unprecedented for Jump manga.
And part of his horn.
Oh, I'm guessing the horn's going to be important in the I was being controlled, I'm actually a good guy kind of thing.
It's entirely possible, because we did comment on about how the horns didn't seem to look the same.
And they even comment on the horns not looking the same. So
next week they have to wrap up literally everything.
I bet.
Yeah. Wait, well, I mean, that's obviously they wrapped up a ton of stuff this week, so.
I bet we get the kind of ending of, oh, there's a bigger threat out here. We're going to have continuing adventures. You just aren't going to read them. The end.
So if you were this mangaka, would you try again at this? Like, similar to the way that the Kenichi guy just made the same manga.
Again?
Yeah.
I think that a lot of it will depend upon how, well, as we mentioned last week, I would like to see the one-shot of the series to see how it was different.
Yeah.
Because I think that the one-shot was received well, the series was not, and it wouldn't surprise me if, as we discussed, it's a lot of editors coming in and laying down the law of this is how it should be, and because he didn't have the clout to argue against the editor, it was for the worse, and I would like to compare the two, and I could see him coming back to it sort of thing, but sticking more to what his original plan was.
I wonder who gets the blame in the situation, the mangaka or the editor?
Well, what do you think? It's going to be the mangaka.
Yeah, but...
It's the one that's not directly employed by Jump.
Shisui, yeah.
Yeah, Shisui.
It sucks that if it's true that this is so different from the one-shot, then it sucks for him that it gets...
It gets meddled to death.
Yeah.
The thing, you know, now that we've basically reached the end is, like, why would people favor this over something like Naruto? You know, what it just didn't have a hook. Like, we appreciated it because we read a million things, but not everyone does that.
Right. And we have all this stuff
I'd
at Beck and
Call. The only reason to favor it in the voting is that the belief that Naruto is going to get tons of votes anyway, so you want to support the new thing to make it stick around so it can develop something.
How many Japanese 12-year-olds think like that?
No, yeah, I mean, the whole point is they just go, Luffy's cool, I'm going to vote for Luffy 3 times. I mean, I guess that is one thing, is it just didn't have that cool factor right away.
Yeah, Astro
like
had
an interesting premise, but that was about it.
Astro was pretty much your typical shonen hero. But he wasn't interesting in any way. I guess they were counting on Tiamat to be the more interesting character, but even they didn't really develop him all that well at the beginning. Oh, well, I guess we'll talk about the series more next week when it's done.
Yeah, in retrospective after... after the massive number of chapters there is to discuss...
All 16 of them. Jesus.
We gave Bakuman a full episode. We can give Barrage at least 10 minutes next week.
Yeah.
Sounds reasonable. So, on to our next Dead Man Walking.
Beelzebub?
Are you really going to make us skip it again?
Yep.
It's more or less dead, but also I haven't been reading it, so...
You know that this is not going to stick around, Mike.
I can close my ears and go la 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 la. It'll last forever. It's the best thing.
Okay. There's 2 new chapters of Takemagahara if you want to continue reading them that are out. That's all I'm going to say on the matter.
They're pretty good. He takes out the next bad guy. So.
And then it looks like they're moving on plot-wise to...
Yeah, they introduce some side characters that I really like.
Yeah.
All right, now on to Beelzebub.
Boobs. Okay.
Boobs.
Lots of boobs in this chapter.
Which are explicitly being called out as boobs.
Yep.
No passive fan service here.
She is the best partner for Furichi that I could have ever imagined.
Because she can directly take him over and then molest Kuneda.
Yes, that was amazing.
Yes, just takes over his body and decides to add to his legend of being a creepy bastard.
He has somehow gotten worse.
We are talking about Shinki of Behemoth's squad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who got summoned last chapter.
Yeah, like we said, she took over Furuichi's body and then left into...
Avoids the attacks just to go and...
rub against Kuneda's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and talk about how, you know, if she doesn't eat more, they won't get any bigger.
Yep. But then she eventually defeats Kanzaki and Himekawa for Furuichi.
Yes, which fulfills
her contract.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So, meanwhile, Oga is laughing his ass off watching all this.
Which is the best part of this chapter.
Just fully aware of everything that's going on and just...
Yeah, and Beals is finding it hilarious too, of course. And the two of them are just, you know, dying of laughter at the entire thing as Furuichi digs himself deeper and deeper.
And then,
Tojo.
Tojo.
Yeah, Tojo. I want to say Tora. I don't know why.
No. Then Tojo appears and decides he wants to fight Furuichi.
At which point, now I've forgotten her name.
Shinki.
Ellen. Shinki. Yeah. Sheila.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the new one.
Yeah.
And third pillar, LM, shows up, and Furuichi immediately replaces her.
And he rolls the dice and gets...
Jabberwocky.
Yes.
Who I predicted last week.
Yes.
So it's basically going to be Jabberwocky by proxy of Furuichi versus Tojo.
Yep. Yeah.
Which will be interesting, because I'm not sure which way that's going to go.
Well, I think Jabberwocky's going to win. I'm pretty sure he's stronger than Tojo.
Maybe. Tojo's done training and stuff, though, since then, hasn't he?
Probably.
Well, everybody has, and this is Beelzebub, so we don't know how much training it's been and how effective it is, but, you know.
I do kind of hope that Furuichi just one-shots Tojo just for the reactions from everybody.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen, and that's going to be the last issue, and it'll fulfill the contract, and then Oga will come down and just beat him up.
What I would love is if Tojo doesn't understand that it was demon power and just keeps trying to fight Furuichi for the rest of the series.
That's what I hope comes out of this, is the legacy of Furuichi and him having to deal with that for the rest, for at least a while longer.
Yeah, and so then he like takes on a monk style, I am, you know, a pacifist sort of a mentality.
That's going to be great when they're just on another adventure and all of a sudden another school comes seeking a legendary Furuichi.
Well, that's what I'm hoping happens, is that for absolutely no reason, Aiba is here and just starts fighting Furuichi.
Heard about a guy that took out Oga.
It would work. And Beelzebub wouldn't even have to try and explain it.
I like how his attack that takes out the two of them is Furuichi Rhapsody.
Yeah, he named his attacks that aren't really his.
Furuichi is the best.
This is really the best arc.
I'm sad I couldn't be here last week to discuss it. Every chapter of this has been wonderful.
Well, yeah. Where do you think this is going to go? Because thus far, pretty amazing, and I'm not sure...
Yeah, I think that he's going to beat Tojo with Jabberwocky, and then that's going to be him running out of tissues, and then I also think that one of the running gags is going to be that people will notice that he was only able to fight like this when he had the tissues in, so he will start carrying around tissues and be able to scare people off by putting them in his nose.
Oh god, he put the tissues in, run! I love the gag with LM, him just yanking them out as soon as she shows up.
Let's see. I can't get it looks like he has more tissues left after Jabberwocky.
Oh, but you know, it's manga.
Yeah.
They'll just run out when it's story appropriate.
What I'm hoping is that he summons Beel. And just shocks everyone but can't fight.
Well wait, it's gonna have to be I thought it had to be one group of them, so it would be
still think
Steel's brother.
Does it have to be a pillar, or is that just what he assumed?
That's what they've assumed? Or no?
Yeah, well, that's what it's been so far, so...
Doesn't Shinki say something to the effect of summoning the pillars?
Maybe.
I still would love to see him summon Behemoth.
I think that's got to be the next step if they do that. If they go beyond Jabberwocky.
I think they've got one more in him, and it's Behemoth.
Yeah, the climax of this manga to me is Oga just laughing his ass off and doing nothing.
Yeah, it's the... You want to frame that and put it up on the wall.
Because it's basically the audience reaction.
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't want this to end. We just want to see it go on forever. And I don't think this arc would work as well if not for the last, like, 6 months of Furuichi just being shit on constantly.
Yeah.
It really makes me wonder if this is something that he came up with immediately after the whole thing with Jabberwocky and the pillars and that sort of stuff, and then he was like, wait, I have to build this up.
It wouldn't be surprising. That would be the type of thing Beals would do.
Yeah, it's the sort of thing where it's like, I have a story idea. This isn't the right time for it. Let's shelve it. And then, like, when writing the other arcs, he was kind of like, all right, I'm just going to slip some of this stuff in just to make it that much better.
I would love if that was the long plan, was Furuichi to beat everybody.
Furuichi becoming the main villain of the series.
There's still hope. It could be the case.
I don't know. I see this ending pretty soon, but I see it ending pretty grandly.
Yeah, I only see one or two more chapters of this.
I'd say next one. I mean, with Jabberwocky there.
I think Oga's going to have to struggle a little bit against Jabberwocky, but other than that...
Well, the question is whether Jabberwocky is the end or whether there's going to be Behemoth.
Yeah. If it's Behemoth, I can see him using Furuichi for his zone. Because now they've established that they can take them out. Or they can take them over, rather.
Yeah. Well, at least she could.
Yeah. I could see Behemoth taking Furuichi over. And just nobody realizing it for a little while.
Oh, wait. That's right. Shinki is the name of the group. Her name was Agiel. I was just going by the chapter title.
Yeah, Agiel.
Yeah. Whoops. Oh, well. They all have weird names.
Oh, no. Fact checking.
We're
not going to let this podcast be dictated by fact checkers. All right. So moving on to Bleach. And I've read this chapter twice, and I don't remember what happened in it.
Okay. Here's what happened. My dad can beat up your dad. Nuh-uh. Yuh-huh. Nuh-uh. The end.
Sounds about right.
Well, no, that they actually do start fighting as well, but it's
but it's funnier to pick out that one.
The argument at the beginning is, oh, you know, you aren't the only ones who got fired up by your boss's battle. Like, that's just, like, the stupidest rallying cry ever.
It is.
And then
Bleach.
Genryu Sai just, you know, one-shots a bunch of people.
Yeah, including the person that killed Byakuya, so we never get to see that rematch.
Yep. And,
also, wasn't
then...
he fighting Renji?
Yeah.
So is Renji dead now?
Like,
or was the Luchador?
We saw him get beaten up and put in rubble. I don't think he's actually dead. I think that he's just down.
Actually, come to think of it, I think all three of these are ones that stole Bankai. Because they all look pretty familiar.
Also, isn't this exactly what happened with Kenpachi? They showed him demonstrating his power against three of them, and then he died?
Kind of, yeah. Wait, we didn't exactly see him demonstrate it, but yeah.
We heard him describe it. We got it in a more... I feel like that was a more badass introduction than Genryu Sai's.
I agree.
I love the nuclear explosion, though. Just
yeah, and
distance.
So then we make... He you know, cuts the big bad and makes him draw his sword. And then he does the stupidest thing imaginable. Genryu Sai releases his Bankai.
What
do you think is going to happen?
I bet everything works out fine and he wins.
Yep, he's just, you know, totally going to kill him.
The interesting thing that I found coming out of this chapter is that the big bad seems to have a black katana, which are usually for Soul Reapers.
Did we know his name before? Because Genryu Sai knows him.
Yeah,
yeah, it's been mentioned.
Okay.
I don't remember it, though.
I think Genryu
Sai. Juha Bak?
Yeah, he that they've mentioned that he was the one that, like, they fought a couple thousand years ago. So how A. Quincy is still alive after that many years, don't know.
If he was a Soul Reaper Quincy, perhaps.
So the long-haired blonde guy in the next to Juha Bak, that's his assistant, right?
Yeah, yep. It's his Smithers.
I'm finding it very hard to keep track of all these long-haired blonde guys.
Yeah, it's his assistant who we haven't seen really do anything.
Did you guys find the art in the last page kind of sketchy?
Like literally sketchy?
Yeah. You mean the one showing his bankai?
Yeah. Like, it's very cross-hatched, like, looks kind of quickly. It just reminded me of...
I think it's supposed to be shaded, and it's something that didn't translate well to the cleaning process.
It looked like something he drew for a character art book and is using in the manga for some reason.
I think that this is something which would look better in the original state, not in the cleaning.
If you look at the fingers, they're all very simply, you know, just simple lines and... It just reminds me of Hunter x Hunter when Togashi was just kind of, you know, cranking those out.
Also, at what point did he lose the arm?
Was when he was fighting Aizen. There was something like where, in order to make it so that he wouldn't suffer from the hypnosis thing, he held on to Aizen when doing his attack that, like, was supposed to incinerate him, and so he destroyed his own arm in the process. I think it was something along those lines.
Kubo really likes destroying arms.
Yeah, like, it's gotta be over a dozen now that have happened in the course of the series. And I'm not exaggerating in the slightest.
The main villain should just be all the old arms getting together.
Chad has lost his, like, what, 3 or 4 times?
I think it's only been 2 or 3.
Well, Yami, like, rips it off. I think, doesn't he?
And then Yami loses his arm.
Doesn't he lose one in Hueco-Mundo, too?
He lost one in Soul Society, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grimjaw loses his.
Yeah, and gets it back.
Yep. Lots of arms getting cut off.
Hey guys, remember Ichigo?
No. Who?
No.
What?
Who?
Exactly.
Oh, Ichigo 100%. Yeah, I remember that.
The manga about panties.
Which one?
Exactly.
Oh, Bleach. Okay.
But yeah, isn't it kind of strange how he's not even mentioned this chapter?
No, he hasn't been mentioned for a couple chapters.
But those were interesting. This, they had nothing.
This was just progressing the Genryusai fight.
Your boss will fall before our boss.
So anyway, yeah. Next chapter, Bankai gets sealed, and we'll probably come back to Ichigo either some point this chapter, next chapter, or definitely the chapter after.
I bet you Quincy Boss's entire plan was to come here and steal Yamamoto's Bankai.
For some reason that is not destroying Soul Society.
Yeah, because I bet you the chapter ends with him killing Yamamoto and then laughing hysterically as he sets fire to everyone.
So, and, like, kills everybody in a nuclear explosion with Genryusai's Bankai. Yeah. Because Genryusai is a giant idiot and releases it after it's been established that they can steal them. Yeah. And they've already made a point of spreading that message to everyone.
And I was going to mention that, like, you know, he knows that. And he just fought a guy who stole his assistant's Bankai.
Yeah.
And took the Bankai to attack to the face.
It is completely, absolutely nonsensical why he would even remotely consider doing that. Like,
I have
like,
to assume he has some sort of plan that involves his Bankai being stolen.
Yeah.
That would be the only possible explanation, but yeah.
Or knowing this manga, he's just so arrogant that he thinks he'll be able to kill him before he can steal it.
And it has to go to Ichigo.
Or he thinks he's powerful enough.
Yeah, there's no way they can steal my Bankai. I'm way too powerful.
It's just, this was like the worst chapter.
I don't know. I find myself saying that a lot of weeks.
So, Assassination Classroom.
We got two chapters to cover on this one.
Okay, we do? Okay, I wasn't sure.
And all of them kind of creepy. See,
wait,
okay, like we talked about...
I thought that we discussed teacher last week.
Nope. We talked about her like, what
panel production. That's right, we talked about her, yeah, and it hadn't come out yet. So yeah, we have 2 weeks.
But yeah.
Just cram them together because they're basically one long chapter.
Yeah.
Basically, foreign teacher or foreign assassin comes in as a teacher, is seducing Koro sensei because one of his weaknesses apparently boobs.
Yep.
And hatches a plan to assassinate him in the shed. And then things get creepy.
Like, super creepy. Like off-screen tentacle rape creepy.
Adults have needs, too.
Yeah. Which...
Also, you guys forgot that she makes out with...
she makes out with the...
The audience cipher.
Yes.
Which is why... this manga knows how to get ratings. And I think he's doing a very good job of that. But it's still kind of creepy.
Tentacles versus boobs.
Versus pedophilia.
So anyway, moving on to this week's chapter, which more stuff happens in it other than setting up and making out with children.
Kind of.
Not much more. She leads him into the shed to kill him. It's full of assassins.
And the important note is that he has a good sense of smell.
And can
which
smell,
she should already know, because by seducing the child, she found out about his weaknesses.
I love the American weapons that had kill 'em all written on them. They got our number.
Yep. Though she's not she's French or Russian or something?
Irina
Have they established that?
She's Slavic, I believe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, she has some American gunmen, and she doesn't want to use the students in the classroom because they're not professionals.
Also, she wants the money.
Yes.
And she completely ignores the entire thing that, you know, the government provided, this is the only thing that can hurt him, bullets.
I love that he shoots himself with all three guns just to make her feel better.
He's there to help people.
Yep.
I don't even really think you need super smells to, you know, see the guy with the hat in the hole pointing the gun.
Yeah, I love that there's just like three sheer walls facing the door.
Like, no, nothing behind there.
But so it's been established that lead dissolves inside of him.
Yep.
Is lead really even the most common material used for bullets anymore, either?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Well, like, they just needed an excuse for his tentacles to become slimy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then she starts screaming and muttering from inside while everybody watches.
Yep.
Well, everybody else... Oh, yeah, I guess the other three guys are inside there, aren't they?
So that's where this manga gets kind of off base.
Yeah. And then she stumbles out...
In new clothes.
...in a gym outfit.
Yes.
Drooling.
Though she says... specifically says, I was forced to change clothes. So they don't think Koro-sensei changed her.
Yes.
Because I guess Jump has standards.
Yes. And then the tentacles did such
a thing
to her.
She got a, you know, back massage and oil face and lymph node massages.
And came out drooling.
The tentacles did something else, and he says, who knows, adults have their own sort of maintenance after all. Wink, wink.
Nudge.
And apparently she's sticking around.
Yes, she wasn't fixed by this at all. Her resolve is just that much stronger to kill him.
And remember, guys, she's the bad guy because rapists are totally okay.
In fairness, we don't know what's happening, but we can make some pretty good guesses.
Yeah.
Also, in fairness, she was kind of dressed like that.
Also evil, so there is that. Oh, so, assassination classroom.
Do you think we just get more Irina next week?
I think this was a play for ratings to stick around.
Well, it's working. It's not.
Keep in mind, they know how it's been trending over the past 7 weeks. We don't at this point.
Right.
But
yeah.
But yeah, this week kind of bothered me.
Why? You prude.
I like this manga, but I agree.
It definitely pushed way over the line for what is ostensibly a kid's magazine.
Like, even without the tentacles, it's pretty rapey.
Yeah.
Oh, but Kuro-sensei would never do that. He's a nice guy.
It's meant to imply something for comedy that is sort of gross.
Yeah.
I feel like it. Maybe
you,
that plays
you don't
over.
Want a, you and, don't want a sitcom laugh after a rape joke.
Yeah.
And then even beyond that, I guess, for, you know, and this is something that I suppose they don't have to worry about as much, but with what's been in the news lately with legitimate rape and all that sort of stuff, it's just not something you joke about right now. It's not something you joke about at all, but...
It's probably one of those things that comes down to cultural differences. Like, yeah. Maybe they don't find rape jokes as taboo.
Also, to be fair, it may have just been, like, a groping joke, not necessarily...
Or just a simple tentacle joke.
Yes. Because, I mean, the chapter title is even, you know, tentacles versus breasts.
Right. And, like, they don't shy away from things like that, the old ukiyo painting of, like, the woman and the squid. Or octopus.
Man, I saw an ukiyo-e book in the store and I opened it. That crap is filthy. Yep. Man, I opened to some gnarly stuff.
It's pretty much early porn.
There's no pretty much about it.
So yeah, Japan. Nuff said.
Yep. Hopefully it goes more lighthearted. Because the weird thing about this is what a weird turn this was. This is kind of like Madoka Box, sort of, everything got really dark all of a sudden, and then went immediately light again. Kind of to its detriment.
Which is funny, because the contrast between those two was what we liked in the early chapters.
Yeah. But I mean, like, Koro-sensei was always kind of unimpeachable, and that was his thing.
Yeah, I don't think we can say that anymore.
As far as future chapters go, I'm guessing Irina's going to stick around but not be the focus. She'll just be like another teacher that kind of wants to kill him.
Yeah.
Just like the gym teacher.
I did like, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but Karma's joke where she's like, okay, call me Ovich Ojo-sama or something. And Karma just like, okay, bitch Nisama.
Yeah, and then gets everybody else calling her that all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's a difference between Vic and bitch.
Yep. So it works, but it's very much in Karma's character. As someone that hates senseis. Alright, thoughts, predictions?
I had my
prediction. I think that it's going to be one more chapter focusing on her, and then she's going to stick around as a side character.
I think this manga makes him want to take a shower.
Why would he want the large-breasted woman to stick around? For ratings? That's crazy.
That is kind of what this manga has been missing, and he probably recognizes that pretty well.
Some sex appeal?
Yeah. Because we talked about that last week, too, is that you need that sort of thing for a jump manga.
Right around chapter 8.
Yep. Now that we know that, it's becoming kind of...
predictable?
Yeah. When's the next thing getting serialized?
Well, one started this week.
Yeah, the...
That Date Masamune.
Oh, yeah. The gag manga.
Gag manga starts this week, and next week is the sports/romance lacrosse manga.
Oh, I don't think
we're
reading either
with
of those.
With the creepy, crazy-looking girl on the cover.
God, she's like going to eat your face in the picture. It's like the old Batman cartoon with the Joker gas. Like, the people got, like, the huge smiles on their face and their eyes rolled back in their head.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
So, on to Naruto.
Yeah, chapter 600.
So before we start...
Which was half flashback, but yeah.
I wanted to ask about something with the whole Kamui thing, where something that goes in Kakashi's portals shows up in Obito's.
Yeah.
Has that always happened? Like, did Deidara's arm just go, like, flying in his face at one point?
Well, it just went into that dimension. Now, unless Tobi happened to be doing the jutsu at the same time, then no, it didn't. But
it's a literal other dimension that they go into.
Okay.
Yeah, it just seems that, like, Obito is able to bring stuff back, whereas Kakashi can't.
It's not two cups with a string attached.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not goes one in, comes out the other.
Because that would have amused the hell out of me.
Tobi's just walking around and Deidara's arm flies out and everyone stares at him. Like, that was weird.
That's how he found his ring.
Actually, he is the one that found the ring.
Yep.
Oh, wait, that was Sasori's ring, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think
and,
so.
Oh, yeah, no, wasn't it the two of them go and find the corpse to get the ring?
Yeah, because Deidara kept his ring until Sasuke killed him.
Yeah.
You remember the rings?
Yeah, remember when that was something that was supposed to be important?
And Orochimaru was trying to gather some or keep his
He wanted all of them for some reason.
For that reason.
So, anywho, Obito. Flashbacks.
Yep, so Obito is evil because the girl that he liked ended up dying.
That was, I believe, your theory, Mike.
Yeah. Well, there's only so many different ways that could have gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems a little extreme. I could see making a personal vendetta. I think going super crazy and saying, I want to hypnotize the entire world to make a perfect place where she still exists.
Well,
might
now,
be taking it a little far.
There is precedence for this. I don't have the exact quote, but Obito does have a little bit of a crazy speech back in the Kakashi Gaiden about wanting to change the rules of the ninja world to make sure everyone's okay.
Which is the whole Naruto parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which at the time was innocent enough, but through the lens of him going crazy, you could see where that could distort into something like taking over the world.
Also, I'm going to guess he's the result of some sort of experiment by this point.
Like, yeah.
I don't necessarily know if experiment, but...
he was pretty goddamn crushed.
Yeah.
I continue to be amused at how perfectly symmetrically crushed he was. Just rock, like, right down the middle of his body.
Very Looney Tunes-esque.
Yes.
But he's...
I also like how all of the stones are still, like, falling around them.
Yeah. Like, he's keeping them in place.
So Obito somehow survived, and I don't know, doesn't seem to want to use that name anymore. He seems to have discarded it.
Yeah, he was encouraging the Madara myth for a while.
Yeah, well, Toby's a perpetual liar.
Yeah, which people had a huge problem with the Obito reveal last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Everybody seemed so pissed off about
the thing we knew for years.
It's the thing that was hinted at.
But it's like, oh, Toby was already said something that contradicts this. It was like, Toby lies about everything.
Remember
and
when
then
he
there's
said
also,
he was
well, no. The one was him taking off the mask and Sasori recognizing him. That is the one that's kind of like...
It was Kisame, wasn't it?
Kisame, not Sasori. Sorry.
My theory for that still sticks to Kisame saw Sharingan, knew it wasn't Sasuke or Itachi, so he assumed Madara.
My theory is Genjutsu, because Sharingan.
That too.
Works.
But yeah, I like Naruto's whole, I don't know who this is, so why did we stop fighting?
can I kick him again?
This isn't someone we like, right?
Yeah, I do like that as soon as the battle kicks up again, a new player enters the field.
Which is what I predicted.
Yeah, I also liked the just real quick before we jump to that, I liked the art in that chaotic dance of the exploding winds thing.
Yeah, he's bringing back the looks like size ink style stuff.
Well, I think what it is that where Itachi had black fire, he seems to have like white fire or something.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's that ever-burning fire stuff, and then he just had a swirling attack combined with it. But
I also really like the couple panels before that of him getting the crazy eye. And the fight kicking up again.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw out the theory that his Sharingan is controlling him.
You think?
Maybe, because it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, it's a Mangekyo Sharingan right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the same one that Itachi has.
Kakashi.
Or Kakashi. Yeah, God, I can't say people's names.
the other Sharingan.
Yeah, no, that is... literally who I had in my head when I said that name, but yeah, no, it's the same style as Kakashi's Mangekyo, so.
Yeah.
I wonder if Madara can control Sharingans.
I guess we'll find out, because...
Because he showed up!
He should be able to control the Nine Tails Chakra.
He's here, and I assume this means Hokage's lost.
Yeah.
Badly.
I bet the next chapter, about half of it, is the end of the Hokage fight.
Like, the only other option is that he just took off like a rabbit. And just went.
Yeah, no, I don't know if we're going to see the I don't think it's going to be half the chapter. I think it's just going to be showing the aftermath sort of thing, where it's like they're all beaten on the ground
and then
thing.
It's like, oh god, he flew off somewhere.
And covered by slugs or something.
Tsuchikage has his head ripped off.
Yeah. So,
but I guess this answers our question about where Sasuke is going to be going.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because every other Uchiha in the world is right here.
And we're going to get a three-way Sharingan showdown.
Now, I bet Sasuke's going to show up and everyone's going to be like, Sasuke, join our side. And then he's going to pretend to join theirs. And then slash him in the back.
I hope it happens in the same way Madara showed up, just like falling out of the sky.
And Greg continues to link us to fan art.
Oh, I thought we were still linking pictures of waffles.
Yeah, you guys have been doing that for a couple of minutes now. And it's...
Yeah, well, I was going to hold that off until we needed a kicker or something like that and make comments about how many links we sent throughout the course, but oh well.
Anyway, on the last page, it says it has a note that the story is entering its final arc.
Yeah.
Like, the final climax.
So things are coming to a head here, and we still have not resolved the other two parts of the story.
I mean, is this the first confirmation that Naruto may be ending?
I think that he said so in an interview a couple months ago, finally.
God, so we're going to lose Bleach and Naruto, probably around the same time.
There's always One Piece.
Never leave us One Piece.
I assume they're going to start pushing Toriko harder now.
Yeah. Well, it's already...
It's huge.
Does it have,
does it have video
games? Do they make Toriko video games?
It will not surprise me. I just don't think that it's caught on stateside. Like, it's huge in Japan. It just hasn't caught on over here.
I don't know that we're ever going to get another shonen manga that catches on stateside.
Without a proper television avenue to push it? No.
I mean, in general. I think that bubble has mostly burst.
I mean, One Piece was like the last great attempt to get something to catch on. And
even Naruto mostly floundered.
Well, let's be fair. One Piece, the well was kind of poisoned.
Yeah, that was all four kids really killing that thing.
And also, to be fair, I think Naruto is actually still on TV.
It is, but no one, like, we're never going to get it to the extent that, say, Dragon Ball Z was big.
I don't know. I have nephews. They like Naruto. They're aware of it in some capacity.
Are you going to see teenagers walking around with, like, silken Naruto shirts?
Depends on where you're going.
High school.
It is a
lot.
There
are some kids who, back in the day, wore the like headband things to high schools.
Yeah, I just don't think that the manga anime bubble has burst in 2008.
I genuinely think that it's a combination of that, but the big thing is that there is not an avenue to push it. That there is not Toonami like there was for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's Toonami, but
there's Toonami, but it's one night a week on Saturday nights.
There's no anime avenue in general. Like Bandai has just pretty much officially withdrawn.
Well, and the other problem is, there's no getting 200 episodes in reserve without anybody knowing what it is.
Yeah.
Like Dragon Ball. I mean, Dragon Ball, they had years and years of that to go on that nobody had any clue about. But now anyone who's interested in anime is watching subtitles right along with Japan.
And if you don't get on that train, if you're not competing with free, then you basically have no chance. And when you start competing with free, then you're not going to push it big.
I'm sure something will come along that'll buck this trend and catch on and be the next big thing, but
it's very difficult for me to see an avenue in which a manga gets the same international appeal that the big three now had.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I mean, I think that we're also overlooking kids' ones, like Pokemon's still really popular, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're specifically talking about shonen-style fight action. Like Naruto or Dragon Ball.
I think Barrage stood a... I think the concept of Barrage stood a chance.
Yeah. Implementation was a little lacking.
Yes.
The thing that I admired about Barrage is the quickness in which Viz was, you know, latched on and was putting it out, because that's what it's going to have to take.
Yeah.
Is you're going to need like simulcasting and like manga coming out here at the same time.
They can't just wait for something to get good and popular and then put it out. So, yeah. I mean,
the internet has severely hurt their ability to hide things that are good.
And things need like...
And then the other aspect of that is that they've had all of the, like, the part of the reason that the bubble burst was that they had finished mining the past couple decades worth of good stuff.
God, and even bad stuff. Do you remember going to, like, Best Buy and their, like, aisle of anime just full of crap?
Or
oh, yeah.
Funimation trying to push Blue Sub number 6 on you?
Like, 5 times. God. Just, no, thank you.
It's a multimedia experience, too, because, like, it's not just the manga and the TV show. It's stuff like the video games. And are you really going... If you're a video game publisher, are you going to bring over something from an unproven anime that you don't know is successful in America?
Yeah, is Namco
going to... I mean, there's enough trouble getting the One Piece games over here.
Yeah, like, they're not even putting the next One Piece game on a disc here. They're just selling it through the PSN.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't even know
that. Is
that
One Piece Musou?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because they don't think it'll sell well enough to justify it.
I mean, and they might be right.
But the Naruto games sell really well, strangely enough.
Well,
but
like I said,
Naruto had much more success on TV than One Piece did.
And DBZ games still sell really well. But I mean, if there is a Toriko video game like we talked about before, no one's going to bring that over. Because even if they launch a big Toriko campaign here, until it gets big, it won't justify that kind of expenditure.
Oh man, there are Toriko video games.
Are they like all DS?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, PSP, yep. Oh, they're Monster Hunter games.
I saw someone fan translate.
That makes perfect sense that Toriko would be a Monster Hunter type game.
Some group was fan translating the Bakuman DS game.
Oh, great. I'll get right on that.
You can learn to draw crude drawings on the DS touchscreen. Hooray.
Which will then miraculously turn out to look much nicer, right?
You totally traced that. All right, so final thoughts on Naruto.
Yeah, we kind of got a little off topic on there, didn't we?
What's Naruto? Oh, yeah, Uchiha.
I'm going to say one chapter, which is going to be explaining what happened back at the other fight, and then also, you know, just reactions, oh god, it's Madara, and they start fighting, and then the fight will happen for one chapter, and then 3 chapters from now is when Sasuke shows up.
You know, I might regret saying this, but I really wouldn't mind, like, 6 or 7 chapters of flashback for Obito's story. I'm actually really interested in what happened there.
As long as it doesn't go too stupid, because there's that risk. Go. Yeah. If it goes Kobito, then something's wrong. But the way I see it is going to be half a chapter next week on what happened with the Hokages, and the other half Sasuke visiting that person. And then it cuts off before we find out who it is.
I bet it's like a super old Madara's brother.
I bet it goes back to the night that the fourth fought Madara.
Yeah. Because I really think at this point it has to be Madara was the first Tobi.
Yeah.
And then Obito took over for him after he died.
Yeah, I can't see any other possible explanation at this point.
Because he'd be too young by that point.
If Obito somehow had a growth spurt, but still somehow managed to keep up with the fourth, that would just be stupid.
Yeah.
It can't be that.
I assume he has an explanation that makes some sense. And he's just holding it off.
Because Tobi, way back when, had long hair too, didn't he? If I'm remembering right.
I don't remember.
Don't remember.
Tobi circa Minato fight.
I assume at some point Naruto is going
to... Go to Google.
Yes.
Naruto is going to find out that both his parents died because of Madara.
Ah, actually, he has short hair.
So I assume that's when this fight will get personal for him?
Yeah. If it turns out that guy is the cause of his parents' death, basically.
Yeah. Or he could just as easily not mention it, because I don't think it will make a difference to Naruto either way.
I love Naruto just throughout this whole battle of, I don't know what's going on, but that's the bad guy, right? Okay.
Why did we stop hitting him? We had a whole thing going here.
Now, the other thing to keep in mind with the entire going back to the fourth fight and that sort of thing is that he does have the teleportation other dimension type attack that the fourth had.
Or something similar.
Or sorry, not the fourth had, but yeah.
Yeah, that Tobi had. It could have been something that had the same end result.
Yeah. I mean, then actually, the fourth actually specifically says, I only know one other person who had this, Uchiha Madara, so maybe he's... No, well, no, I couldn't be the person who taught him, because then Kakashi wouldn't know how to do it. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, we could be looking at just Madara being his father. I mean, would that be such a weird thing?
I could see grandfather.
Yeah, some kind of relative that he inherited.
Because he'd be about Tsunade's age, maybe a little younger, which would put him about the right time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I could see grandfather, some kind of relative.
Yeah. Because the Uchiha clan, not the most diverse clan.
No.
We only know of, like, one family, really.
And, like, a million cousins.
Yep.
Must be a lot of incest.
On to One Piece.
Must be a lot of incest in One Piece, too.
Well, before that, there's Jinbei carrying,
Caribou.
Caribou away from his pirate buddies.
Just diving deeper into the ocean.
Yep. So, I want to see Jinbei take out the entire crew.
Just murder him.
Yep. I think it'd be funny.
Yeah, just get rid of them.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to say about that.
No, it just continues to be Jinbei.
This chapter had a very good opening.
Everybody stopped running.
Yep.
The tea party on his back.
I think Oda has realized that this entire chapter has become everybody running.
Well, yeah, they just lampshade it, you know, for like the first couple of pages of, I'm just tired of running.
Yep.
Usopp's hanging up his clothes on the back of Brownbeard.
Robin sitting very daintily.
Brook's just like hanging off the edge, kicking his legs. Brownbeard is getting super pissed off.
Because there's a bunch of people on him. Yeah. Wait, does Brook eat?
We've seen him eat.
Yeah. He eats and drinks somehow.
Does he?
It probably just falls.
We don't know
the
details of it, but you know.
He has ghost poops.
But I thought he doesn't have ghost poops.
Hmm. I'm sure it's the joke of he drinks water and then the water splashes on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, no, we have established that he poops. Remember, that was one of Luffy's first questions, and he said yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that solves that mystery.
Anyway, so Toshigi and what's left of G5 are at the gate.
Yep, she's trying to
establish that they need to escape.
To go tell the story of what's happening.
Yes, and then the dragon attacks and increases its, you know,
10th crew member-ness.
Odds of becoming the 10th crew member by being awesome.
No, it's a bad guy now.
No,
I don't know.
It's totally going to be the 10th crew member.
Really like the theory that it will become Luffy's pet and be named Monkey D. Dragon.
Oh, that would be great.
But yeah, so it can breathe fire, it can bite through steel.
Yep. We find out later it was apparently on sedatives earlier, which is why it wasn't going all crazy.
I mean, Luffy will just punch it or something.
Yeah.
And then it runs away.
It just leaves.
Because
Virgo
arrives.
Yes.
And G5 is celebrating because Virgo is their savior.
And Toshigi is freaking out.
But she doesn't get a chance to warn them before he starts straight up stabbing dudes.
With his finger.
Oh.
Is that a devil fruit power, or is he just really strong?
No, it's Shigan. It's one of the CP9.
Yeah, it's basically Haki. He's just making his finger super strong and poking people.
Remember, it was one of those things back in Enies Lobby where it's basically like a bullet.
Vaguely. Enies Lobby was so long ago.
Yeah, Lucci. Yeah,
it's one of the five CP9 things, and it's one of all of those. Oddly enough, have held up their impressiveness, if you will, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess Tekai is basically just armament Haki. That's the, you know, make themselves like steel defense one. But then there's the being able to fly, which Sanji can do now, but that's still an impressive ability. The sword cutting with the legs, which would still hold up, basically. This thing. And then, what was the fifth one?
It was, like, power levels, right? They could sense how strong people were?
No, they just had their own rating system, but I'm trying to... Maybe it was only the four different things, but anyway. Moving on, he's using one of those abilities.
And getting straight-up killed. Or killing people, rather.
Yeah.
Yep, maybe, you know.
I mean, so there's blood. And
so Toshigi tries to fight him and gets, like, pimp-handed across the room.
Well, before she tries to fight him, there's a bunch of flashbacks of Virgo being a really nice guy.
Yeah,
which
being super nice to G5.
Which is, since it's manga, it makes me think that he's being controlled or blackmailed somehow.
Probably by Doflamingo.
Yeah. So he's probably actually a nice guy that's being forced into the situation. Or not.
Although he does lie about children being kidnapped.
True. But yeah, he pimp slaps Tashigi, which causes Sanji to, from wherever he is, I think he was on Blackbeard's back.
Yeah, like way far away too.
To just fall through the ceiling and attack Virgo.
Yes. He heard a maiden calling for him.
So that was like a good, you know, half a mile away.
I have to say, it's refreshing to see Sanji back in this mode. He has been comic relief for too long.
Yeah.
Sanji's always been my favorite of the Straw Hats, so glad to see him taking a prominent role again.
I've always been partial to Zoro.
Also, Sanji versus Virgo was a fight I was not expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is interesting.
I mean, we'd plan it out as Smoker versus Virgo.
Which Smoker still seems to be thinking that's the case, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, I knew they were going to mix this up somehow.
Just as a side note, this is something which came up in the Penny Arcade discussion thread. There was a whole lot of talking about how the body switching ended up seeming kind of useless, so I think it's going to have to be just establishing that that's something that Law can do for future stuff. But beyond that, there was almost kind of a missed opportunity by it would have been interesting to explore the entire Zoro Togashi motif if they had ended up having their body switched. So you would have the skilled swords people, different gender. They've kind of hinted at that entire conflict thing with Zoro's past and whatnot, but that would be an interesting way to explore that.
I think what effect that's going to have is that Sanji's going to be tired and he won't realize it. Because he doesn't remember having to run from Caesar Crown earlier.
Yeah.
So that's going to harm him in the Virgo fight.
I still think we'll get Smoker versus Virgo eventually.
I think we're going to get Smoker versus Caesar Crown, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Smoker and Luffy both working against Caesar Crown together.
Because Gas Guy versus Smoke Guy seems like too good a fight to pass up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so on that line, Crown has realized that Virgo is killing G5 and he wants Virgo to stop, while Luffy just busts his way into Crown's room.
Also, something we skipped over is the dragon attacks Brownbeard and the rest of the Straw Hats.
Oh, yeah. Who is there that would stop that?
Zoro cut its head off?
Yeah, but, like, stop it and get him to calm down.
Probably
Robin can, like, tie up its wings so it falls into the ground.
Usopp has sedatives.
Oh, that's true.
We've seen him use them the rest of this arc.
Yeah.
So if they can keep it drugged, I bet it won't attack them.
Or Chopper's around somewhere.
Yeah, he's still up there. So yeah, Luffy and Smoker show up.
Yeah, they bust in.
And I guess it's the two of them versus Caesar and Harpy Monet, I guess, because she is right there too.
Although the chapter ends with the fight maybe being over.
I like when they open the door, Smoker's like, okay, you know, remember I have Virgo. And Luffy's like, oh, mine's already here, and just punches him.
Yeah. And that's a very fun, you know, last panel.
Yeah. One Piece has been doing a lot of really good last panels lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not letting you get away anymore, Caesar. Punch.
That's probably the best aspect of Luffy's personality is how quick and to the point he is. And that's probably what separates him from most shonen characters.
Yeah.
He's not willing to belabor.
Which is probably part of the reason why so many of the early arcs involved, okay, so how can we remove Luffy from the picture for this time? Oh, he'll be hypnotized. Oh, he'll be stuck at the bottom of a pool. Oh, you know.
Yeah. Oh, he'll have his soul stolen. So he can't just punch everything away.
Yeah. Oh, and yes, I did look it up. There's 6 abilities that the CP9 people had.
Gasp.
Yeah. One that was paper to avoid, the one that is jumping off the air, the slicing with the foot, the finger bullet, high-speed movement, which is actually separate from the jumping on air. I thought that was the same thing, but apparently they're different. The tekai, and then there's also a separate thing, which is, you know, the most powerful attack available only to the ones who have mastered the other ones, which is supposed to, you know, be all of them attacking together, and that's the thing that Lucci was using against Luffy in the final fight. But
So yeah, anyway. still stuff that holds up.
Yes. Which, that's the other nice thing about One Piece's stuff, which was impressive early in the series, still pretty impressive.
Yeah. They get stronger and they learn new techniques, but it doesn't wash away the old techniques.
He's not like power level 10 million now.
Yeah.
He's just... Yeah, they get smarter, not stronger.
Well, they get stronger too.
Yeah. They get smarter, not stronger, but they also get stronger.
I wonder if Monet is actually going to complete the order of flooding the flooding the chamber with G5 in it with gas.
I'm going to guess not, because I think that she works for Virgo before she works for Caesar in the hierarchy of, you know, betrayals that she has going on.
Yeah. I think Don Flamingo has a plan that does not include Caesar's weapons getting exposure. I think he just wants to steal the weapons. And I'm guessing she works for Don Flamingo.
Do Flamingo.
Same thing.
He's not a Don.
I'm not letting Oda remove one letter and call it a name.
He does love his Don. Knock it out with a Don.
So, any predictions, final thoughts?
I think Caesar's not out of the picture yet.
No, and I think it is just going to be him versus Smoker and Luffy, and I bet Harpy Monet goes missing next chapter.
I think Luffy is going to get distracted by something. I'm not sure what. But something more important than Caesar is going to need his attention. And
I don't know. What's Law up to? Where was he heading?
He was with Luffy, wasn't he? And then Luffy flew up somewhere?
Maybe.
Oh, he wanted to get his heart back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he was looking for Virgo, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I love this. I love it when One Piece gets like this, all spread out and crazy.
So if he's looking for Virgo, he's probably going to fight someone else. I don't know who else. Maybe he'll confront Monet.
Yeah.
We also could get some new lackeys.
Yeah.
Some strong guards.
That was a problem one of the problems I had with Fishman Island, is that they just introduced a bunch of lackeys at once and none of them really mattered.
Yeah. I still think that was the whole point of
Fishman Island. Here is the requisite opponents for the Straw Hats.
Yeah. Like, I can understand maybe it was the point, but it wasted so much time. And
I know, I'm not saying it was entertaining. I'm just saying I get what he was trying to do. Was just show how far they've come by just kind of having a generic One Piece plot that they just, you know, effortlessly fly through.
Yeah.
Oh, and I would just like to say, I like how Virgo still has a spoon stuck to his face.
Well, until Sanji kicks it off.
Well, obviously, but, yeah.
Now he'll have Sanji's foot stuck to his face.
I just realized how awesome it is to have the guy who always gets food stuck to his face fight the chef.
These pair-ups that make sense after they happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, Sanji's just so cool.
I actually don't like the mustache goatee thing. Like, in terms of design, I feel like that is probably the worst redesign for the time skip.
It kind of messes up the flow of his face.
Yeah.
It's a little too much detail.
But they can't get rid of it now, because then he'll look too much like old Sanji.
Oh, they could get it shaved at some point.
Yeah. I hope that the fake Sanji comes back with a mustache and goatee, and that's why he shaves it.
You mean Duval? That would be
Duval, yeah, yes.
That would He's be fantastic handsome. If Duval comes back with his goatee, and so he decides to get rid of it. That's the perfect excuse to get rid of it.
Moves his hair back over to the other side.
Yeah, that was One Piece.
That was Jump.
Yep,
it was a good chapter. The week itself was kind of weak this week.
Do you want to try to get a stab at that?
The week was weak?
Yeah, I
mean, it was fine. It was just weirdly phrased.
Just because you have a hard time with homonyms.
Yeah.
What'd you call me?
And as we start our war with another One Piece podcast. No one heard that last week because it was in the Zinger, so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't think that most of them knew what I was talking about, so.
Unless they Googled it.
I don't think I remember what it was. What did you say?
Oh, it's just that they have some impressively long names. Yeah.
That's right.
It's like Fishman Island 10th anniversary special recap.
Part 2.
Live action. It was the live action that got me.
Yeah, because it was a live recording as they were, you know.
All right. So this has been your Thursday, September 6th Jumpcast. Guys, thank you for coming.
Yep.
Thank you.
We'll see you all next week.
And Honku, I think. Or at least he did.
Or at least he thinks he's going to.
Yes.
telling people that he, you know, guests on a manga podcast.
I feel like the fact that he did that, bad enough. The fact that he told us that is just the next worst thing.
I love that he did it after being on once.
That's going to be the stinger.
I love Honku. No, wait. God damn it.